In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
California is not the place you ought to be. For those loading up the truck, we'll find out where they're moving in a sec.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A new study finds that homeowners who are moving are increasingly choosing to live in states that are more affordable. That means expensive states like California are seeing sellers pack up for cheaper states like Arizona and Texas. Let's talk about this trend with Wall Street Journal real estate reporter Chris Kirkham, who's based in Los Angeles. Chris, who did this study? Didn't it cover the past 15 years?
Yeah. So this was CoreLogic, which is a sort of real estate data company. They specialize in all kinds of big data on real estate, insurance risk, wide variety of stuff. And so, one of their economists, Sam Cater, basically was able to work with another company to get sort of public records data that sort of matched buyers and sellers at the transaction level. So sort of really able to look at the universe of buyers and sellers are sort of the same person, you know, that are basically moving from one state to another, and then sort of analyze at what pace they are leaving certain states and coming to other states. So he looked at this from 2000 to 2015, and was also able to look at some of the data, you know, for particular years to see, you know, how those trends, you know, might have sped up or slowed down, you know, during events like the recession and the recovery.
All right. What did the study find?
So there were a lot of interesting findings. He presented this at a conference put on by the Urban Institute. Some of the things that I thought were really interesting was sort of looking at states where homeowners who were on the move, sort of what was the ratio of those selling out of those states and those buying into the states. And so over that time period, one of the more interesting findings I thought was that 2.5 home sellers left California for every out-of-state buyer that was coming into the state. So sort of a 2.5-to-1 ratio. And then when you started to drill down into sort of what was going on with, you know, sort of where those people were going, there was also some interesting findings. So for California, for example, the top two destinations for those who were selling and leaving were Arizona and Texas. And then on the flip side, if you look at Arizona, they have fewer people leaving the state than coming as far as homeowners. And so for the state of Arizona, the top two states from which new buyers in Arizona were coming from were California and Colorado. And then for Texas, it was California and Florida, actually. States like Texas, Arizona are sort of seeing more of an influx from these kind of higher cost states, whereas California seeing more of the out-migration among homeowners who are on the move. So this doesn't look at renters. This doesn't look at sort of, you know, the general population. We're sort of really focusing on homeowners who are moving across state lines. That's kind of the universe that he looked at in the study.
And did it look at homeowners in all 50 states, or did it focus on a select few?
Well, so for the purposes of this study, I mean, he was looking at all the states. I think what he focused on were the top 10 states for in and out migration. So basically, the states that had the most volume of people moving in or moving out. So sort of the states that, I guess, had the most kind of back and forth among their population. And so the states that were sort of the biggest move out, I guess, out migration states were New Jersey, California, and Illinois. And then on the flip side, you had North Carolina, Arizona, and Florida, and also Texas among states that were sort of seeing the opposite of those flows.
And we'll be right back.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
I'm Veronica Dagger, and I want to retire rich. How about you? Then listen to the Watching Your Wealth podcast. We'll help you get there. For more information, check us out at WSJ.com/podcast and find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Now, back to the show.
I'm speaking with Chris Kirkham, real estate reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Chris, this study also looked at price appreciation in the various states.
That's right, yes. The sort of big picture takeaway on this was that if you're looking at sort of the markets where people are selling out and then the markets at which they're going, the sort of overall finding was that people are moving out of markets where there has been faster price appreciation sort of over that time period, 2000 to 2015. So if you started at 2000 and you looked at the markets where people were selling out, those markets had price increases of 62% over that time period, whereas the markets to which they were moving, so that same group of people where they're moving, had 37% price increase. So sort of overall, places where prices are going up, people are sort of increasingly cashing out of those places and then moving to markets where the price increases haven't been as steep.
You write about a pair of states, California and Texas, where the price gap was considerable.
That's right. Yeah. So if you look at specifically at Californians moving to Texas, the median selling price in California for that group of people was $510,000, and then the median price at which they were buying homes in Texas was $307,000. So that's a more than $200,000 gap there, almost 40% drop. So some of this may not be extremely surprising, but it's sort of interesting to put numbers to this phenomenon, sort of that. There are places if you're looking to move, there are places where you're sort of going to get a better bargain, and then that may play into your decision making there. And kind of one of the caveats to all of this that is also interesting is that, so we're talking about sort of the universe of people who are buying and selling across state lines here, but that group of people as a share of homeowners overall has actually continued to decline it's been on the decline overall for the past few decades, but since the housing crash, that group of people has been on the decline. So while you're seeing sort of these trends across certain states, it's sort of against the backdrop of just that fewer people are moving state to state, which is kind of also another interesting trend, probably for a separate look.
I'm not sure how many people can choose to move to another state based on affordability. I mean, it depends on their job situation and maybe other factors as well.
Yeah, I mean, so in places like Texas, you've had really, really solid job growth and also a lot of corporate relocations to Texas, some companies deciding, maybe it just makes more sense to sort of move the workforce to that area. Perhaps there's sort of overall fewer costs. It could bring down your labor costs. So you've seen a lot of that, and I think that's certainly a big part of this migration is that, if there are increased job opportunities in another state, it makes it a lot easier than moving somewhere where you're going to have to completely start all over. So I think that kind of plays into this idea that overall, this mobility is kind of declining. It's for a select group of people who are able to do this, they are increasingly moving to lower cost areas. But you make a good point that, the situation really kind of has to be right for you to make a move like that across state lines. The job's got to be right, and your own economic situation has to feel right to make a move like that, even if you have a huge potential savings that you could get in your house. There has to be enough to justify the move.
Wall Street Journal real estate reporter Chris Kirkham, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.